Nath, the AFL Grand Final is on this weekend. Saturday, 7:15, a later one, is the first bounce where the Western Bulldogs will take on the Melbourne Demons. We thought there's only one man we could chat to, a close personal friend of ours, an absolute star of the Lauderdale Football Club, robbed at the best and fairest. Uh-huh. Sorry, Sigo.
And Jack Riewoldt said no, so...
Yeah, no, that's fair enough. Absolutely fair enough. Thanks for having me, boys.
No, good to be here. When the AFL Grand Final week comes around, do you look back and think about when you were playing and winning one? Or
yeah, I was a young whippersnapper. I was in my 19th game, I think.
So. 19th game.
Wow.
Yeah, and the week went pretty quickly. You know, you sort of go through your normal routine early part of the week, but, you know, it's not normal when you're having closed training sessions and there's, you know, two or three helicopters above the ground. And then, you know, you've got 4,000 or 5,000 people showing up to the last training session.
It's insane.
And then grand final parade week where you're, you know, driving down the city of Melbourne with hundreds of thousands of people just everywhere.
Insane. Do you think you were more chill because you're early in your career, or you're like, how are you feeling? Like, because again, you say 19th game, so.
Yeah, I think because being at Geelong, there were so many players who'd been in grand finals. They sort of just tried to make sure I was doing my thing and trying to keep it as normal as possible. But, you know, just not taking it for granted, which I'm lucky I didn't, because, you know, I never got to play in one again. Played in some pretty big games after that, but never got to the big dance again. So, yeah.
Alan, describe that moment on grand final day where you walk out into the G and you see it completely packed. Like, what is that? Can you feel it? Can you feel the roar?
Yeah, absolutely. It's one of the, you know, more special feelings that I ever got to feel. And, you know, just especially when we're kicking goals. And I think we kicked the goal within like 12 or 13 seconds that day. And I started on the bench, and just when Travi Varko ran out of the centre and kicked that first goal, and just to hear the roar of the crowd, and it's just, yeah, sort of gives you goosebumps now.
How do you, like, I don't know, I can't imagine how you deal with the pressure. Like, especially you're so young when you were there. How do you deal with the pressure?
You said he's old now. You're so old now. Yeah.
I mean, what are you, like, 50, 60 now?
He's over the hill.
Yeah, oh. Geez. This is one of the last chats we have.
Lauderdale, the best years behind him. I don't know what's going on here.
He's going to the RSL after this. It'll be good.
So how do you deal with the pressure? Like, especially, I mean, young kids now playing footy, playing finals and stuff, they feel the pressure, but I can't imagine at that age walking out onto that stadium on that stage in front of the entire country. What do you put in place?
Yeah, you just got to take it for what it is and just, you know, experience the actual moment. And I just remember running out there, sort of getting my first touch of the footy, and then once that sort of happened, I went, all right, this is just another game now. And like, you sort of just block out everything that's going on, because that's what you do as professional athletes. You just got to get down to business at the end of the day at some stage. So, yeah, it was there's moments in games where you recognize, like, something's going on, and I feel like that just happens a bit more often in AFL grand finals, where you go, oh, that's a big play, or, oh, maybe I shouldn't have done that. Like, them sort of moments just happen a little bit more. So, yeah, it's, you know, one of the, you know, the greatest things I've ever been able to achieve, and lucky to.
Do you think it's going to feel, I guess, different because it isn't at the MCG? Like, it's over in Perth? Like, it won't feel as big, maybe? Like, less pressure for the boys?
It'll feel big because that stadium, you know, they've absolutely done it to the teeth. And, you know, the lighting and the show and the spectacle, they make sure that, you know, when them players run out there, there's like pressures on guys.
Well, someone tell me, was they run out, guys, it's a big day. Come on, come on.
Grand final, guys, grand final.
Grand final.
Well, let's talk the grand final. Doggies taking on the D's. Who's your pick?
I think the D's will win. You know, I played with Steph Martin, who's the ruckman for the Bulldogs for the last 6 years, and, you know, I love him to bits, and I'd love for him to win. But I think, you know, being, you know, the way the Melton have played this year, you know, they're just so fit, they're strong, they run hard. So I actually just can't really see them losing if they play the best of their ability.
Mm, absolutely.
When you're towards the end of your career, sorry to bring it back up.
towards the end of your career.
28 years ago, apparently.
do you try and tell the boys, like, you know, how big it is? Like, do you try and put that knowledge onto them to be like, you know, we've got to turn up towards not just like grand final day, but the finals, you've got to turn up?
Yeah, absolutely. It's really, really important that, you know, players understand, and younger players, that, you know, these moments. And at the Lions, we sort of started playing finals, and we went out in straight sets 2019, and then last year we lost in a prelim. I just made sure when I was done, I made sure those young fellas knew that, you know, this moment might not show up again. And while you've got the opportunity and we've got the list that we have, like, we've got to start, you know, delivering in, on the big stage. And unfortunately, again, they couldn't. But, you know, the list is there. Key injuries, you know, hopefully next year they can bounce back.
Absolutely. Well, Alan, we appreciate you coming in, but there is something that we did want to ask you since you've been in here, because every grand final, I mean, last year discounted because obviously we had some COVID issues.
Yeah.
But every grand final, we do a little thing, and it's called Pie Guys. Unos, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, cinco, seis. Give it to me, Jimmy.
Hobart says, from the Pie Guys.
It's called the Pie Guys. It's called the Pie Guys.
Do you like that? Do you like that little...
You like that little opening song?
Good. Yeah.
So what we do is, on grand final day, Jimmy and myself, we get into the Hit Jeep and we deliver free national pies around to the grand final parties in Hobart. And for the first time ever, we'd like to invite somebody else.
Yeah, look, you know, you've got a bit of experience. You know, you do a bit of coaching now at Lauderdale. We figure you can maybe coach Nathan and I through the day. You know, maybe like a little halftime speech, stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
Would you like to come to be our official, what are we calling him? Sausage roll.
If we're the Pie Guys, he's the sausage roll. Do you want to be our sausage roll?
Would you like to be our sausage
roll? I would love to be your sausage roll.
Oh, we got a sausage roll, guys!
It's not just Jimmy and Nath coming to your house. Yeah. It's also ex-AFL player, current Lauderdale star, Alan Christensen.
Yes, of course. Okay, this is good because we need someone there who actually knows what they're talking about when it comes to footy.
Because the problem is, we've done it before, right? And you're standing there and people want to chat a little footy.
Nathan, I don't know that. Oh, so I'm doing all the hard work.
Yeah, you're doing the hard work, mate. We're just eating the pies. Well, the other thing is what we
go for photos.
We go a lot of time. Like we went to Glenorchy Footy Club a couple of years ago.
And they want to have a kick as well.
Yeah,
and Nathan and I aren't.
Like, we've embarrassed. We lost a ball.
I might get bashed at Glenorchy.
Yeah. That one, you stay in the car, we'll lock it.
Yeah, we're going to go to Lauderdale and Signet.
Yeah. I remember there was one party we went to, and it was a kids' party, and they're like, oh, Jimmy, Nath, come kick the footy with us. Well, that was...
Nath kicked their footy over the fence.
Yeah. I got a bit excited. So it'd be good to have somebody who actually knows how to play the game.
Yeah, a bit of skill.
Which would be good. So, Alan, we would love you to join us on Pie Guys as our official sausage roll.
Wow, thanks, guys. Okay. Really appreciate it.
Perfect. He's locked in. There you go. So the Pie Guys is not just Jimmy Nath. We've got our sausage roll. AFL Grand Final winner, Alan Christensen, joining us, Jimmy.
Yeah, no, love that. And also, just one thing before we go as well. In the studio today is our boss, Sweet Chili Philly. And his son Chandler, or his brother Chandler. The last time I saw Chandler,
God, he's big, isn't he?
He's taller than you and me.
He's huge.
He's some sort of monster.
He's grown like a metre in a couple of months.
I said to Phil, because look, they're both massive Lions fans.
Yeah.
We know Alan played for the Lions. We were like, come in. And yeah, I hadn't seen Chandler in a while, mate. You're an absolute giant. But what we've done is, massive shout out to Bunny for organising this, by the way. If you want to come over, both of you. Put your headphones on. Got a little message here from the Chandler's too big. He's tripped over the TV in the background.
Chandler's too massive.
So shout out to Bunny for organising this, but we've reached out to the captain of the Lions to get a little message for the both of you.
Have a listen to this, boys.
Hey Phil, hey Chandler, Zorks here. Just wanted to say thank you so much for being massive Lions fans down in Tasmania. Every time we come down there, you guys are absolutely amazing, and Jimmy, Nathan and Bun continuously tell us just how supportive you guys are of us down there, so we really appreciate that at the club. And as I said, every time we come to Tasmania, you guys are absolutely amazing for us. Sorry we couldn't get the job done this year. We certainly tried our hardest, but just fell short. But fingers crossed next year that we can get the job done and hold out that Premiership Cup. Thanks again, guys, and go the Lions.
Oh, wow. That is awesome. Thank you so much.
Our pleasure. What do you reckon, Chandler? Pretty cool.
That was so cool. I was not expecting that.
And we didn't ask Phil. It's fine if Bunny comes with us on Saturday, isn't
it? Yeah, of course it is. Yeah. Thanks for organising that.
No,
and what do you reckon, Phil? I do a pretty good Zorko, don't I?
Want more Jimmy and Nath? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.